Turn about, never do the Tina Turner mistake. Are you here? Are you here? Now let me show you something. Let me show you something. Right now, we won't do something. If you are sitting down, this is not for you. First Samuel chapter 1. First Samuel chapter 1. First Samuel chapter 1. First Samuel. Are you there?
Yes.
From verse 1. Now there was a certain man, Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah. In Hebrew, Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zaph, and Ephrite. Verse 2. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the second, or the other one, was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This mistake has to go. Do you understand there? Are you even hearing the meaning of that? 4, verse 4, the Bible says, and when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah, his wife, to all her sons and her daughters, portions. Verse 5, but unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. Verse 6, go to verse 6. And her adversary also provoked her soul, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. Enemies, people were laughing at this woman. Look at you, nothing is moving. Look at you, tell your neighbor, those who are laughing at you, they will look for you. My message is enough. I'm not just talking it. You are a son of God, the seed of Abraham. Don't you see what the Bible says? The Bible says there was a woman who was sick. She had a problem of her back. She could not stand up. But when she met Jesus in the temple, without the woman saying, Jesus, heal me, Jesus healed her. Without even saying, heal me. And people had a problem with that. How can you heal her? Why have you healed her? And Jesus said, don't you know she's the seed of Abraham? No, 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 no. And this woman has been in this temple for 18 years with this situation. Which temple? Jerusalem. How did Jesus know that it was for 18 years problem? Because by this time around, Jesus was 32, about to reach 33 to be crucified. He is 32. But how does he know that this woman has been sick for 18 years? Then we go back when he was 12 years, when he was in the temple. That's when Jesus saw this woman. I think I'm talking to wrong people. So Jesus, since he was 30, 31, 32, that's when he did all his ministry. Now, how does he know that this woman was sick since 18 years ago? Then if you put 18 to 12, you're going to come to what? To 30. Then it tells you that Jesus Christ, it was this season of 30, 31, 32 that he saw this woman and healed her and remembered her when he was 12. Oh, I'm talking to wrong people. Because the first time that Jesus went in the temple when he was 12 years, when he was sitting down and arguing with the old people, he was so young and he remembers. He says, no, 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 no. It is an error for a seed of Abraham to be sick for 18 years. For you, a child of the Most High God, for you who lives in the inside of Jesus, he said, no way. And the Bible says people fought him for hitting the woman. And Jesus said, I'm just doing this because this woman don't deserve to be sick. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I don't deserve to be going through this. How many are following? How many are following? How many are following? So this woman, being a seed of Abraham, she was supposed to be healed. You too, wherever you are. You don't deserve what you're passing through. The question of Hannah here is, what wrong did Hannah do? What wrong have you done? The Bible says that one time Jesus saw a lame person who could not even speak. And the disciples said to Jesus, they said, is it this situation because of his sin or because of the sins of the parents? Jesus said, no, but for the glory of the Father to be revealed. Are you hearing that?
Yes.
Are you hearing that?
Yes.
Are you hearing that?
Yes.
Today, we want to handle any stubborn situation. I am talking as your father in the Lord. We're going to handle every situation wherever you're watching me from. It must go. Why? Tell me, but why? So do I deserve this? See, as a spiritual man, I judge all things. I have judged. I don't deserve it. I'm going to give you some anger, spiritual anger. You're going to go home so angry at the devil. And you're going to kick him out of your business. I want you to literally to kick him out of your life. Kick him out of your body. He does not belong there. It is written, your body is the house of the Lord, not a house of the devil, not a temple of the devil. Are you hearing me, somebody? So I'm a spiritual man. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Hosi, are you there, Hosi? Hosi, you there? Look at that. Hoe, are you there? What D? Are you there? Miracle tent, are you there? Overflow of the miracle tent. What about overflow of the manhole? What about the manhole? A spiritual man, say spiritual man. The woman was healed not because she said, I believe. Not because she said, Jesus, your Lord. But because of her lineage. Every covenant, God puts a covenant on your spiritual father. The lineage through which you are connected to determines why God should do a miracle over your life. And Jesus had no choice, because God had made a covenant with Abraham that through him all the nations and the kindred shall be blessed. How can you be blessed with your back problem? How? Jesus said, no. The blessing, I know, is not like this. Woman, be healed. And she was healed instantly. She was healed instantly. When you are prayed for and the healing is not happening, when men of God who are anointed to pray for you and the healing is not happening, all you must depend on now is the covenant. Oh, I think I'm talking to wrong people. You must now try the covenant, because there's a covenant of healing in the Bible. When you stand there and say, I am a seed of Abraham, I am a child of the Father, I am connected. Are you even hearing me, somebody? Tell your neighbor, are you here or you're home? What are they saying? What are they saying? Are they here? Acts 3 verse 24. Before we go back to Samuel. Acts 3 verse 24. Amazing. It says what? Yeah. And all the prophets from Samuel. And those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Are you there? Which days?
These days.
All right. Now, go to verse 25. Shocking. Then it says, you are the children of the prophets. You are not even hearing. It is in your Bible. If a person will argue, if a person says, hey, you, where, how do you call this man your father? Your father. Give them that verse. The Bible says you are all children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. The Bible says you're all sons of what? It says you are sons of men, I mean of prophets. Now God is showing you how blessings are passed from generation to generation. Abraham was not a god. He is a man like you and me. But the Bible says you are children of prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers. So it's about the covenant which was made of between God and your fathers. That covenant. Are you here? The covenant that God made with your fathers. Then it says, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth, not of Israel, not of Jerusalem, but of the earth, be blessed. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you here, somebody?
Yes.
So for you to be cursed is an error.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
For you to have delays, stagnation is an error.
Yes.
Because the Bible says you are a son, a daughter of prophets. And of the covenant which God made, that through Abraham you shall be blessed. But if I look at your life, is it a blessed life? Say, enough is enough. So I'm tired now. Something has to happen today. A miracle must happen today. Let me give you my own testimony. I was praying for so long. And I was praying to God in the name of Jesus. I am praying, God, I need a miracle to happen. I need a miracle to happen. And I was praying for two things. Number one, I was praying for a financial breakthrough to happen. And God said, stop praying for financial breakthrough. Since then, I don't pray for financial breakthrough. He told me it is in a covenant, not prayer. Money is in a what? Not prayer. So God told me, he said, I make a covenant with you of money. He said, money shall know your house address. He said, in increasing, I will increase you. I was like, If you want, I can relocate the address to out your. You will see today, the moment I pray, you will see how people be receiving money instantly here. Just wait. We're going to have instant miracles just soon. Now watch this. Are you here? Are you here, somebody? You are the children of the prophets. Comma. And of the covenant which God made with our fathers. So this woman, she's in the church for 18 years. In the church, Jesus was 12 until he reached 30 years. This woman having the same problem. Jesus said, no. Today, something must happen to this woman. I said, something has to happen to this man. You cannot live for so many years in church without a job, without a house. Where you are still renting. Where you are still borrowing. Something has to happen, and it is today. Are you hearing me, somebody? How many are ready? You ready? 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 6. Her adversary, which was the second wife, began to laugh at Hannah. Laughing at Hannah. We're about to finish. You will sit down soon. But what the Bible say? The Bible says, Samuel said, we will not sit down until David arrives. He says what? We will not sit down until David. We will not sit down until the miracle arrives. Today we are determined.
Oh, yes.
Turn about, we are determined. Verse 7. And as he did so, year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, wherefore she wept. and did not eat. The Bible says year by year, which means it was not just 1 year that Hannah had this problem. It was so many years. But as she goes to church, Penina was laughing at her. Like some of you. The way you began to go to your bushiri. What is changing? That time the prophet was Samuel. Eli. The prophet was Eli. And Penina was laughing at the way you began to Eli. Eli must fall. Are you crazy? Eli must fall. If there was a Facebook or anything, I think they even did some groups. Eli must fall. Jesus. But why? Look at this. So they were laughing at this woman, laughing at her. Now, each year, she was going in the house of the Lord. But the Bible says, but their husband loved her. We have the same problem with Jacob. Similar problem with Jacob. Jacob is loved by God, but is struggling. Your husband loves you. But this woman is being loved. And the Bible says she wept. All her life was a life of crying. All her life she was crying. Her life was in the temple. Her whole life she was, the Bible says she even did not eat. Are you hearing me, somebody? Are you hearing me, somebody? Are you following or you went home? Are you following? Go verse 9. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh. And after they had drunk, now Eli, the priest, sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. Verse 10. Which is today. And she went in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. 11. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto thee, Lord, all the days of his life. And there shall no razor come upon his head. And this woman, she was barren. She went, she said, enough is enough. She closed the door. She went in the temple. She began to pray like the way you're going to pray today. That, oh, Lord, I don't want to cry by people. I will cry tears because I'm crying to my God. Not tears because I'm crying for what people say. Remember, it is the same temple, right? It is the same temple that this woman was crying every day. Are you hearing that? It is the same temple that what? But this day she said enough. And the Bible says the prophet was not even praying for her. The prophet was sitting down, looking at her. 1 Samuel 1 verse 12. And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah she spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. This was a crazy prayer. Not the prayer you pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, I pray. Hallelujah. Oh, my debts. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, what? Modimo. Modimo. Aliteng. Modimo what? A prayer that says enough is enough. Turn up, I'm going to pray that prayer today. I need a change in my ministry. A change in my calling. There must be an explosion in my finances, in my family. There must be an explosion. I remember in 2009, when I first came to South Africa, when God told me to come and blow a trumpet on Mount Zion, I was with Apostle Nick Magola. We went on top of Mount Zion, took a trumpet and blew it. Boo! And I prophesied. And there's a lady there in the VIP who was there. And I prophesied and I said, listen, you South Africa, time is coming of revival. For there shall be revival in your land that has never been before. There shall be a prophetic revival that has never been before. And nobody will be able to stand on its way. For it shall not just be a revival, but a prophetic movement. It shall spread like water. It shall burn like oil. Rejoice, you deserted little country. A country that has never had great men of God in this country, that had people coming from far to seek God of your nation. God is exalting himself in your nation, and the people shall come from different countries to look God of your nation. And there's now a prophetic revival like never before in South Africa. People are leaving nations to look for God of South Africa. Are you hearing me, South Africa? Are you following? And this June, I'm going back to my mountain now to prophesy of a new revival. God showed me we're going to have 1 million members very soon. Now, we are now restricted because of space. In fact, we are not half of our church, not even half, three quarters of our church. They are not here. They are watching on TV. Are you hearing me, somebody? Only the leaders of this church, only leaders. How many are they?
7,000.
In this church only leaders, there are 7,000. Leaders. We're going to have 100,000 leaders only. I decree and I declare, there is an expansion coming.
I receive.
An expansion coming in your life.
I receive.
There is a prophetic revival. Oh my goodness.
I receive.
Whatever is happening here has happened in 2 years. I've been in South Africa. This is my second year. All this revival in 2 years. Give God 10 years. Oh, you're not even following. You're not even following. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Somebody, are you ready? Overflow. Are you ready? Tell you about today.
Today
I will offer a prayer
that will shake things.
It was this prayer that I prayed to God. I said, enough is enough. The ministry has to grow. Oh. Tell your neighbor next to you, I'm going to offer a prayer today that will shake everything. People, imagine Even the prophet himself thought Hannah was drunk with wine. When people see you coming to church, staying here the whole, they think you are foolish. They are not understanding what you are doing right here. Are you even hearing me, somebody? Verse 14. NKJV says in this way. So Eli said to her, how long will you be drunk? Put wine away from you. For the first time, Eli missed prophecy. A man of God spoke a false prophecy. Because of how this woman was behaving, she was drunk in the Holy Ghost. She didn't even know what to speak or to say. But she said, I need a baby. It has to be today. Not tomorrow. I need a baby now. I need a miracle now. I need a breakthrough now. I need my promotion now. I need my job now. My marriage now. Are you hearing me, somebody? Say, it was an emergency. Say it again. Are we ready?
Yes.
In the miracle tent, are you ready already there? Or? All right. VIP. Are you ready? Something is about to happen. I said something is about to happen.
Enough.
Oh yes.
Do it, Papa.
Until when will you be using a bicycle? Until when will you be using a taxi? The God whom I serve, maybe is different with yours. God whom I serve, God, the God whom I know, the God whom I know, is God who blesses people, not cursing people. And the God whom I know, poverty is not his blessing, and he hates poverty. The Bible says he became poor so that through his poverty we may become rich. And the Bible says, remember the Lord, for it is he who gives you the ability to become wealthy. Are you ready to pray?